This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The U.S. House has passed a bill to help Good Samaritans willing to clean up abandoned hard rock mines. The bipartisan bill sets up a pilot program to give nonprofits and local governments some protection from lawsuits when they remediate abandoned mines that release pollutants. Ty Churchwell is mining coordinator for Trout Unlimited. He calls passage of the bill a big deal.
It gives us the opportunity to address those kinds of sites, which we haven't been able to touch at all. And we start to move the needle in really addressing the problem nationwide.
There are approximately 23,000 abandoned mines in Colorado. Some residents in Colorado Springs are not happy with the plans for what would be the city's new tallest building. City council members voted Tuesday to create a new urban renewal district for the property. This would allow developers of the proposed 300-foot-tall apartment tower to recover some of the costs of its construction from the building's future tax revenue. Resident Patty McDowell says the skyscraper would harm the downtown's character and skyline.
My biggest concern is that it's going to block views. I think tourists come here to see the views.
Tuesday's vote does not give final approval to the building project overall. Developers submitted their proposal to city planners for review last week. Law enforcement agencies say recent burglaries targeting Asian families and wealthy people across the Denver metro area appear to be connected. Police are calling one string of break-ins dinnertime burglaries, as the suspects have stolen cash and jewelry from multi-million dollar luxury homes, specifically around the dinnertime hours when victims aren't home. This is CPR News, NKRCC. It's 5:06.